This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Are you with me? Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate, you know, the time you guys spend with me on the air in the chat room. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with. A lot you can get engaged with. And I wish you would. I mean, it's really important. And I say that because, you know, you got to understand. It. First of all, it takes a lot to put the show on. You know? No. This is, you know, like I have, like, 30 dancers and an orchestra to deal with, but there's a lot that takes to put the show on, keep the equipment up and what have you. So there's a donation button on the site. You can go grab that. If you have something to say, you want to get a message off to me, you can always email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, shortness of it all, get involved. If you want to see, this is going to be a tough year for conservative broadcasters, podcasters, commentators, whatever terms you want to use, whatever makes you feel good. Okay? It's going to be tough for them because our messages are getting squelched. We can't get it out the way we used to. It just doesn't work that way. Not like it used to, like I said. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We got so many crazy stories to talk about tonight. Now, the first one you just heard on the news brief, which was a Georgia judge who denied the emergency filing because they were getting rid of 120,000 voters off the registration list who may still live in the state, but they haven't cast a ballot since 2012. So they may live there underground, 6 foot, if you know what I mean. They might be in a home someplace where they're not voting, maybe mentally incapacitated. There was a judge here in Los Angeles. The L.A. County Recorder has got to clean up the rolls of 1.5 million people. You know, when you start going down this road, state to state to state, and see where the problems are, what's happening, what's bad, you start to realize that how easy it is to turn even a presidential election around. I mean, who was Stephanie something or other? I mean, whatever her name was, it ran for governor in Georgia. And she lost by 52,000 votes, and she claimed they were stolen. Well, listen, if there was 120,000 voters that might or might not have voted. Now, I know it says that these voters hadn't voted since the 2012 election. I wonder if they cast a vote locally. Right? I'm just asking. And if they're not there, where else are they? What other state are they voting in? My daughter, who's lived in Texas, I don't know, almost 10 years now, we keep getting a ballot for her. And we get jury duty notices, which means that she's an active registered voter. The lawsuit was filed by the Fair Fight Action, a voting rights group founded by Democratic Stacey Abrams. There you go, I forgot. After she narrowly lost last year's Georgia governor's race, how do you narrowly lose when you lose by 52,000 votes? That's not narrowly losing. She calls it voter suppression. I can tell you people in Georgia some. You are so blessed that she didn't get in. The voters being purged didn't respond to two notices sent by the election officials. Some of those notices returned as undeliverable, which means they don't live there anymore. The state is assuming that inaction means that those voters move to a different county or state. But Fair Fight Action argued that under the current law, such an inference may not be drawn unless the voter has no contact with the state for at least 9 years, not seven. Now, if you've had absolutely no contact with a person for 7 years, or 5 years for that matter, why can't they be taken off the voter rolls? Are there still checks going to that address? I mean, think of, you know, with these EBT cards and all this other stuff, you don't even have to have an address to send this stuff to. They automatically put it in the account. You know, and again, if voting, if we would realize how important voting is, you know, it's not just a right to throw away, to kick around, to throw in a drawer, use when you want to. You know, so much history has been forgotten behind voting. Originally, it was the only landowners could vote. Why? Because they had skin in the game. But when you think about this stuff, we throw away votes. So there's people who will say to me, I just start checking off boxes, I didn't want to waste a vote. Think about that. So you didn't know any homework. You could be voting for a communist. But you don't want to waste a vote, so you check the box anyway. Okay. The argument goes on to say that the purge will effectively make those voters unable to participate in elections unless they realize they've been removed and re-registered. No, not true. You can go to a voting, you cast what's called a provisional ballot. And then you'll realize, I mean, come on, if you don't know there's an election coming up, maybe you shouldn't be voting anyway. Right? When you showed a picture of the vice president or Nancy Pelosi or the president or Supreme Court justices, and you can't tell who any of them are, maybe you shouldn't be voting. It's just a thought. The group announced in October that the office would conduct a routine and legally required update of all its voters' files. The Secretary of State's office released a list of more than 313,000 voters whose registrations were subject to cancellation. That would shrink the state's voter rolls by 4%. Now, in November, election officials mailed them a notice and gave them 30 days to respond to keep your registration active. All right, so again, if this is important to you, then respond. Engaged. Be aware. Trouble seeing your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, for that matter. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, and I know there's all kinds of politics we could be dealing with, but I want to deal with the social justice stuff, because this is like out of their, these people are out of their minds. All right? I mean, that simple. They're out of their minds. I don't know any other way to put it. And it doesn't matter how you explain reality to them, reality to them, show them how far off they are. They don't care. That doesn't mean anything. You, again, go back and get the earlier show. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. And you'll see, you know, you got Democrats that want to outlaw single-family house zoning because it's bad for the environment. Right? Another group comes out and says being nice is a tool of white supremacy. My God, we can't win. Doesn't matter what we do. We're always bad. Earlier this week, Pete Buttigieg, he says that Jesus was a refugee. Please stop listening to this man. He's totally confused. Some of you got mad at me when I... You know, this isn't a Trumpism, as some of you believe. Right? But really, Donald Trump's approval numbers were so much higher than President Obama at the same time in his presidency. Right? So, you know, and you go out of your minds, and I'm not telling you anything that isn't being reported in this case everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. That was stupid of me. Except on CNN, MSNBC. They're not going to say anything like that. Right? Hey, for some of you who were fans, I wasn't necessarily a fan, but I wasn't a hater. But Don Imus died today. And, I mean, he had some controversial comments. He was taken off the air, and he did some, you know, he's done some great stuff. I mean, he donated a boatload of money to the Children's Cancer Fund and helping kids with cancer. And what's his name? You've got worse DJs than him or worse commentators than him on here, and they pulled this guy off. And he wasn't shoving all the money in his pocket. Anyway, he passed away today. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to his wife and family. You know, these people, they have loved ones around them that care. You need to know that. Michael Moore came out today. He said that Trump will win in 2020 because the support in the Midwestern battleground has not dropped one inch since his followers are even more rabid now than they were before. You know, what are they going to drop? You've got every Democrats out there that's running for president is talking about how they're going to take jobs away from people in, you know, the coal industry, the oil industry. Right? So now you've got, you know, Hillary Clinton who said it and it tanked her. You got Joe Biden who's saying it. You got Bill, Bernie Sanders, Uncle Bernie. He's saying it. Right? And you can't figure this out? You're not going to excite the base. Moore is worried that they can't excite the base. You're not going to excite the base by telling them you're taking their jobs away from them. How do you do that? Hey, we love everybody. We care about everybody. but we're going to take your job away. Yeah, I know you're trying to feed your family, pay your bills. We don't really care. Right? I mean, you got clean coal. You mean we've done more than any other nation on the planet. So that we stop polluting the air in our rivers. Do you think China cares? Do you think India gives a darn? Just unreal. And you know what? And Michael Moore even says, the impeachment has helped him. And they're coming back at him with more. I hope they do. No, I mean that sincerely. Right? I hope they do. I hope that they keep coming at him with more and more and more and more and more of these charges, right? So it just makes him stronger. It shows that these people have one thing in mind, and it's not legislating. 855, I look at this stuff and go, my God, will you people just get to work? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. There are so many stories I want to get to, and I know I'm not going to get to them all. The New York Supreme Court ruled that the Amish, this is not good, people. Okay? Not like they're out and about with a bunch of other people either. That the Amish can't exercise religious vaccine exemption to attend their own private Amish school. The other part of this, there's only 24 people in it. These people are crazy. Not the Amish. I'm talking about the judges. The petition by an Amish father to the New York State Supreme Court to allow his family to practice their faith and allow his children to attend a private Amish school has been denied. Right? Jonas Stolzifus has three children, all unvaccinated, who attend the Cranberry Marsh School in Romulus, New York, near Rochester. Now, he filed a lawsuit challenging a New York state law requiring students to be fully immunized against contagious diseases. He says he was informed that his three children will be blocked from attending their Cranberry Marsh School, a traditional Amish school. Right? And I guess it encompasses about six different church districts, but 24 students at the school. Only 24 students, and they're all Amish. Now, he said that the case was based on clear religious arguments. He says the opposition to the law was based on his belief that God made his children right and good, and to vaccinate his children is to lose faith in God. In addition, he believes to rely on the man-made solution would be an act of disbelief in the power of God to heal and protect us. I don't know if I would have gone down that road. I mean, I'm in agreement with him about a lot of what he's saying. Right? God did make us good, right? But we're in a fallen world. We have carcinogens in the air. We have crap in the water. Anyway, we'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe will see your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll miss all the fun. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Exercise is linked to a reduced risk of seven types of cancer, and the more physical activity, the better, according to a study published by the Journal of Clinical Oncology. In general, healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking or gardening. Alternatively, up to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity like jogging, running, swimming laps, jumping rope, or hiking are recommended. These guidelines have been largely
largely based on their impact on chronic diseases like cardiovascular and diabetes. According to Alpa Patel, the senior scientific director of research at the American Cancer Society. The study from the researchers of the American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, and Harvard School of Public Health pulled data from 9 studies involving more than 755,000 adults. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me, all night, hold your hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you.
We are back.
Come on, baby.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to, truly, it is a pleasure to have you with me. Look, if you want to be notified that the show's starting or some other things that we might have coming up, you can either hop on the website, give me your email address. It's a place right at the top right-hand corner. Put your email address in there, you'll get notified once a week as to what's going on. Or if you want to be notified by text message, text alerts, as you put them. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Also, you've got our app that you can go for. You've got Apple and Android. You'll be able to pull it up and check out our stories. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. All right. We were talking about how on a regular basis how your rights are being taken away from you. Seriously. And you're even looking now at the New York Supreme Court telling a father that, I mean, and this is an all-Amish school. They basically all believe the same way. There's 24 kids in the school, and the judge is saying that they have to be vaccinated. Right? And he's filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court, or the state Supreme Court. They say he can't challenge the temporary stop. Right? He can't challenge it. And I keep telling my religious friends this. You can't go into a court of law today. Really sad, but you can't go into a court of law today. I said, my belief in God just doesn't allow me to have my kids do this. My belief in God doesn't allow me to accept this, whatever this is. Because we don't care about God anymore. Not in our legal system, anyway. We used to. Many of our founding fathers did. The majority of our founding fathers cared about God and what God had to say. But not anymore. Our laws aren't based on God. Are you kidding me? You know, again, I don't know what to tell you. It's just like the abortion thing. Years ago, I had lunch with a group from Students for Life. Check them out. Great organization. These were college kids that were gung-ho to protect the life of the unborn. And you guys know I'm all about God. It was God this and God that and God this and God that. And I said, stop. Nobody cares. When you get into court saying that God doesn't like abortion or God hates abortion ain't going to sway that judge at all. He's got to go by the law of the land. And since we have decided, Christians as a whole, have decided to bow out, we get ungodly judges. We get ungodly legislators. Nobody cares. That's what I keep trying to tell you. As long as we keep electing heathens, we lose. You will lose. And if you think a heathen is going to, and yeah, look up the word. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you think a heathen is going to get up there, right, and vote in a godly guy that's going to keep him from doing what he wants to do, it ain't going to happen. And if you think it will, you're on drugs. I don't know any other way to put it. It's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Some of the crazy stories. I mean, next week I'm going to try to do some of the highlighted stories from the year. Right? And some of the crazy stories that you just go, there's no way. That's got to be a joke. That's not real. But listen, if you think that some of these stories aren't real, head over to campusreform.org. It's a great, great website to go through all the issues, all the crazy stuff that's going on. Let's go through some of the stories that ought to make you nuts that your tax dollars are paying for throughout this country. In April, Campus Reform reported on a course being offered by the University of Kentucky called Angry White Male Studies, which satisfies a humanities course requirement focusing on the role of the dominant and subordinate masculinities. This course explored the deeper sources of emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger. Somehow this angry white masculinity course connects to feminism, racism, homosexuality, transgenderism, and so on. So see that. So the bottom line was that if you're a white male, you're probably angry and you hate homosexuals, you're a racist, you're a feminist, you're an anti-feminist. In the spring of 2019, Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, it offers a course called Queering God. It addressed the Bible through both a feminist and queer perspective. Also took a deep look at God's gender identity. Once you drop to your knees and ask for, first ask for forgiveness and then ask for clarity. The professor, Gwen Kessler, questions whether God is masculine. You know what's really funny? All these feminism classes, or these socialist or social study classes are all women. Where are you guys? Why aren't you taking your proper places? These are all run by women who want to pound on masculinity. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know if they got connected with the wrong guy. I don't know what the deal is. So now she's in the class, she's questioning whether God is masculine or feminine. Maybe God's queer. Key themes of this class include stretching the limits of gendering, and sexting, to the divine. The school also offers a similar course titled Queering the Bible, which focuses on a more the Bible from a queer perspective. Why does everything have to be queered? I'm just asking. Why is it that everything has to be looked at through a sexual lens? I love these people used to say, we're sexual beings. Well, why? Because we have sex? That means every animal on the planet's a sexual being. Dem donating professor to teach a Mueller investigation course. That's right. Stetson University Law School is in Florida. It's offered a course this year titled The Mueller Investigation and Beyond. The course examined the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller and the indictments, criminal information, plea agreements, and other legal documents and cases coming from the investigation. However, Ellen Podger has made it clear that she questions whether Donald Trump truly won the election. This is who's teaching the class. I'm sure she'll be totally unbiased. She's not sure about the accuracy. She says the Mueller class that she's going to be teaching is going to focus strictly on the law and the process without any political commentary. Although, in telling us what the class is going to be about, she's already interjected political commentary. Is she confused? Could be. While refusing to comply with a state requirement to offer a course on the Constitution, the University of South Carolina offered classes in belly dancing instead. Because that's so much more important to knowing the law, isn't it? They claim that the students have already learned enough about the Constitution through voluntary courses offered, so the required course won't be offered. If these kids took the classes, the ones that I've seen anyway, Mr. President, USC President, then you have failed them tremendously. They don't know anything about the Constitution. When it was written, by who, what it means, why it was put into place, what the foundations are. So you've done a poor job, and God forbid, if you're teaching the math and science, we're really screwed, aren't we? They offer a fair number of intellectually frivolous courses, some of them meant to appeal to students who do not take academic life very seriously. They're just trying to, this is what I've been saying for a long time, they're just trying to get them through. They've also offered a second course instead of the Constitution class, which I love. You know what it is? It's anime writing. I don't even know what that is. Is it writing for these comics? Unreal. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Go throw up. Come on back. We'll finish this off. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You know what? I don't care how you play that song or what you do with it. I can't. All I see is Steven Tyler with those big lips of his, right? And that microphone stand somehow. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, if you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, there's millions of ways to do this. You know, and the... I'm looking at some of these stories that you guys sent me, and I'm thinking, I don't know how the courts don't just start throwing these people in jail with these frivolous lawsuits, with these outlandish and crazy lawsuits, right? There's a law firm that demanded UGA rescind unconstitutional resolutions. So the student government of the University of Georgia They disregarded the basic principles of freedom of speech when their resolution attempted to ban pro-life displays on the grounds because they were distressing and they could have an emotional, physical trigger in members of the school community. I'm sorry. So you shouldn't show pro-life displays? I mean, we shouldn't, we're all about transparency and telling the truth and everything, right? But we shouldn't let our college kids see or know or understand the difference between pro-life and death, because it might make them feel bad. This is what we've done. We've raised a bunch of kids that we're worried about how they feel. The Southeastern Legal Foundation, a National Constitution Public Interest Law, stepped in to explain that the resolutions in place have a serious chilling effect on student speech. And I agree, at some point in time, I don't know how it gets to the Supreme Court, I'm not the legal eagle around here, but at some point in time, we need to get this in front of the courts to go, okay, enough. You don't want anything, any one of these resolutions that comes forward that flies in the face of the Constitution, we may fine you for. Maybe they have to pay the fees to defend themselves in court. What do you think of that? Berkeley students, I remember something. These are the people that are going to come out working for you at some point in time. Berkeley students say that $93 trillion Green Deal is financially wise. Oh, my God. God save us all. This year, UC Berkeley student government passed a resolution supporting the intent of AOC's Green New Deal, which included provisions to eliminate all of California's gas, oil, and coal output. $93 trillion is more than four times the output of the yearly output of the entire U.S. economy. Where is this cash coming from? Do they not understand? These are the same kids that think if you have plastic, you have money. If you have checks, you have money. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing, some of you get upset with me when I say it, but whose fault is this? And, oh, God, here he goes with the fault and the blame. Let's not do, no, whose fault is this? When you bring up your kids to believe that everybody else is going to cover your butt when something goes wrong, they don't know how to deal with real life. And I got some bad news for you. You will not always be around to protect their butts when you let them fall. Texas Christian College student government votes to ban Chick-fil-A. So Trinity University and Texas student government decided to ban Chick-fil-A from its campus because of its support for anti-LGBT groups. Like the Salvation Army. So this means, some of you don't realize the chilling effect here. If you let them get away with this on a regular basis, eventually the Christian religion is going to be deemed a hate group. Think about it. You know, unless you twist and ignore Scripture, you can't, as a Christian, as a mainline Christian, you can't be okay with same-sex marriage. Now, that's not saying that you berate, belittle, or beat. I remember Christ called us to love. Not to accept everything, but to love. God tolerates your stupid decisions, but he still loves you. The University of Oklahoma uses various nicknames, mascots, and chants with the words boomer. Oh, and sooner. What the heck? As part of their school culture. Now, however, the student government recently decided that the words refer to the early Oklahoma settlers. They're offensive to Native Americans. As a result, they're not going to use them anymore. Do you understand that many words are offensive to someone? Right? When do you stop? Student government attempted to scrub the words from campus alongside his effort to student Congress passed Indigenous Land Acknowledgement, which includes a statement that OU students are visitors on the land. And they're going to read it before every major event. you're spending tax dollars to send your kids to these schools. Are you good with this? Arrested a Texas student tries and fails to kick police off campus. After four students were arrested for various charges during a protest, students innovatively decided, ooh, hey, I know what we can do. We'll throw them off campus. They decided without police that they would not be arrested in the future. One arrested student, Claudia Gasponi, he claimed that the police department used their power in favor of white supremacists while pushing the resolution to remove police from campus. While the resolution did not pass, it's just one example of the larger trend to remove police from college campuses. Right, Chairman of Young Conservatives of Texas, Sebastian Quaid, he said that the ironic thing about this is that it was the leftist organizations are the ones who asked for more police because they were afraid of the alt-right biker gangs. See, this is the same. I love this. I'm sorry, but I do. This is the same confusion that comes out from these guys, right? Because they don't get it. They don't get, what is the one I like to talk about here in San Diego? Well, not here in San Diego, but San Diego School District, two of them. One of them was having an event where it was, gender neutral coming home party or, you know, homecoming party, right? And they didn't want a king or queen. And they didn't want king and queen and queen. They wanted a gender neutral coming home, homecoming party. Go, okay. Because there are no genders. Genders are a social construct, right? Now you look at another school district in the same basic area, and they want male and female, but they're as you identify. So you technically could have someone that was born with male body parts who now identifies as a female, as the queen, and somebody who was born with female body parts who identifies now as a male, as the king. So what I always say is the same thing. If you guys can't figure it out, if you guys can't decide what's right or wrong, how do you expect us to do it? Come on, think about it. How do you expect us to make it happen? How do you expect us to make it real? Or to use it the way you want to? Do we need to have bracelets? What do we need? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, this year's coming, we're quickly coming to an end. You know, head up to the website. There's a bunch of things you can do up there. Sign up for our email blast. I only send out one a week, and even sometimes I forget to do that, right? I mean, seriously, it's not a big deal. And same thing with the text messaging. If you want a text alert instead, you want to be alerted, you know what's going on with the show, text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And you'll just, you know, I don't do it every night, don't do it every hour on the hour. I just do it once in a while, let you know what's coming up. Hey, British Prime Minister declares that we are standing with our Christians everywhere. How often do you hear that? And that's going to fly right in the face of the London, the London mayor. He must be going out of his mind. Facebook's cracking, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivered a rousing defense on Christianity during his 2019 Christmas message. That was great of him, wasn't it? I mean, seriously, I mean that in all sincerity. He said, today of all days, I want us to remember that these Christians around the world who are facing persecution, for them, Christmas Day will be marked in private, in secret, perhaps even in a prison cell. He went on to affirm that Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Unlike other world leaders who have turned away from Christmas, it turned into a multicultural holiday celebration. Well, it's Christmas. Sorry. I'm not sorry. It's Christmas. Trouble Senior Host, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you back here soon. Check out the website for stations and times.